Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Archerpreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. This coming week is Valentine's Day. And when I think about that, I think about connection. And one of the tenets of connection is vulnerability. And so today I wanted to talk about four ways vulnerability makes you a better artist. Four ways vulnerability makes you and me better artists. And my hope is that through kind of thinking about the idea of vulnerability, we begin to access more of who we are as individuals and more of who we are as artists, and are able to step into a place of greater authenticity and ultimately connection to our art and to our audience. And I think these four things will help us really think about vulnerability in our own lives and how it helps us grow as people and as artists. So the first thing, the first way vulnerability makes you a better artist is it makes you more human. When you're vulnerable, you're going to get hurt. And that sucks, but we learn so much in the process. And I think a lot of us are afraid to be vulnerable because we don't want to be hurt. And you're not crazy and you're not wrong if you're scared to be vulnerable. Like, that is a scary thing. And getting hurt is not nice and it doesn't feel good. And there are a lot of really crappy things about it. But when we're vulnerable, it makes us more human because it opens us up to the possibility of getting hurt. And even if that ends up happening, if we're open in some way through our art and somebody criticizes it and that feels invalidating to us, that really, really sucks. But at the end of the day, it's this process of, in our hurt, we discover things about who we are. We discover things about what's important to us. We discover things about how people operate, and we discover things about our relationship to others. If you open up yourself in a romantic relationship and you become vulnerable there, you're opening yourself up to the possibility of being hurt. And even if you have the most amazing relationship in the world, there are going to be days where your relationship hurts if you open yourself up to vulnerability. But really, there isn't any other option. If we're going to thrive relationally, and we're going to thrive as artists, and we're going to thrive as humans, it's going to require us to be people who are vulnerable. In our vulnerability, when it results in hurt, we understand the experience of life to a deeper degree. And what is it that we're doing as artists other than understanding the experience of life and using that experience to create art that connects with people in a meaningful way? And so I'm just starting this out, recognizing that it makes total sense to be scared to be vulnerable. But even in that fear, even when we go into a relationship or into making a piece of work and it feels vulnerable and it feels raw and it somehow ends up leading to us getting hurt, there is something really powerful and really special about the things we take away from painful moments in our lives that makes us better people, makes us more connected humans, and ultimately resulting in us being better artists. Another way vulnerability makes you a better artist is it makes you more sensitive. When we're vulnerable, we're present. We're present in the moment. We're present with the people that also exist in those moments. We're present with the emotion of the moment. When we're vulnerable, we're more present. And that makes us more sensitive. And sensitivity is a foundational premise of being an effective artist. When we're sensitive, we understand what's going on in the world. We understand what's going on in our own hearts. We understand what's going on in the lives of other people. We understand the sensitivity and the connection that we make in the context of relationship. Sensitivity is a foundational element of being a good artist. And when we walk into a moment or a room or a relationship or into our work with a sense of vulnerability, it makes us more present. And in that presence, we are more sensitive. And when we understand what's happening in us and in others and in the world around us, that becomes the inspiration for meaningful work that truly connects deeply with other people. And so vulnerability makes us more human. it makes us more sensitive. And another way vulnerability makes us a better artist is that it makes us more connected. More connected specifically to our art and to our audience. Today, being an artist isn't just about the work you make. You want to be connected to your work and you want to put that work out. And the more connected you are to it, the more real, the more authentic it will be. But at the same time, in today's climate with social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever platforms that you're using, it's an opportunity for you to not only build a relationship between your audience and your work, but to build a relationship between your audience and yourself, the artist. And vulnerability leads to openness. And when we begin opening ourselves up, our audience gets to experience us in a more deep way. Building your audience is about building a unique relationship. Our audience is a relationship. And so we have to be thinking to ourselves, how do I continue to connect with my audience in a meaningful way? And if we're just constantly putting out content that is distant and isn't raw and doesn't show the breadth of who we are and really just paints us as this perfect picture or in a caricature of what an artist is supposed to be or whatever it is that makes us feel safe, when we break down those walls and we enter into allowing our audience to see us as vulnerable, ultimately, it leads to us being more connected to our audience and our audience being more connected to us. People begin to know us more. And as they know us more, they care about us and they care about our work. And when we're vulnerable in front of our audience, not just with our work, but who we are as artists and as humans, we become a more complete person and people begin connecting with us and our work more deeply. Another way that vulnerability makes you a better artist is it makes the world a better place. And I think if you're contributing to making the world a better place and you're using your art to make the world a better place, you're going to be a better artist. When you exhibit vulnerability in your work and when you exhibit vulnerability in your life, you're setting an example. And this is the crazy thing about vulnerability. Vulnerability is reciprocal. When people see you being open and vulnerable, they in turn are way more likely to also be open and vulnerable. And that's going to make you more connected with the people who are close to you. It's going to make you more connected with the people who are in your audience. And ultimately, it's going to make the world a more connected place. And what are we doing with our art if we're not making the world a better place to live? If we're not saying something important? And so I think these are four ways that vulnerability can make you a better artist. It makes you more human. It makes you more sensitive. It makes you more connected. And it makes the world a better place. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast. It's always a huge honor. And I want to encourage you with this final thought. I would love for you to think about how you can be more vulnerable as a human and more vulnerable as an artist. As we think about love this week, we recognize that love really can't go all that far if we are not willing to be vulnerable with the people we love in our lives. And so begin setting that example with the people who are close to you and practice vulnerability in those intimate spaces. And then continue to practice vulnerability in an ever-expanding circle of people, the people who are close to you, your acquaintances, and then ultimately just living a life that embodies vulnerability all around. You begin setting an example that makes you more connected to the people around you and ultimately gives people around you permission to also reciprocate that vulnerability. I will talk to you next week. Have an amazing week and keep creating.